Good evening. Welcome to you. My name is Joe.
Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome, very welcome.
Sorry, we're not picking up so well. Some of us are rather deaf. It makes life difficult. I know to speak good English well.
I can understand you.
We understand you.
Yes. I raised by English people. They call me Joe.
Joe.
My name is Joe.
So what country was this?
I don't know.
No.
They found me as a baby. Yes. Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. They raised me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want to come to you to talk.
Well, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Very well.
Yes.
Yes, is when you say your name is Jean, is that the French word?
Jean, call me anything that you want to.
Yeah, names are not important, are they?
I like to travel. I like to help women,
mm-hmm.
although I am a man.
Mm-hmm.
I like to help women
mm-hmm.
who are downtrodden. Is that the word?
Yes.
I'm feeling quite nervous.
Mm-hmm. Well, we hope you'll feel better in a moment.
Yes.
You don't have to feel nervous with us. We're just very pleased to have you with us.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember the country that you were in?
I have never been told that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a little baby.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No need to feel nervous here. We're all loving and understanding people.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, I think so.
Is this your first time of coming to a group like ours?
No, but I picked this one tonight.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And if you like me, I will come again.
Please do. Yes, we enjoy a chat.
Yes.
So how do you help the women that are downtrodden?
I'm trying to help them by making them stronger.
Yeah.
say to you that some men in the world, this world, forget that they belong to male and female gender.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But lots of men find either through religion, culture, that they are superior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not so.
Mm-hmm.
All men, all women, their gender is a mixture of both.
Yes.
Mm. No, I agree totally.
I agree with that.
Yes.
Yes.
I am trying to help men as much as women.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes.
I was thinking about men only recently and how they feature. The man features mainly in all the wars that we have.
Yes.
And the men feature mainly in the scientific development. The Marie Curies are few in science.
Yes.
And it's the men, I think, again, who have put together the various religions in the world. So perhaps... perhaps the men have contributed more to earthly troubles than the ladies.
I do not want to denigrate men, but you are correct. But I wish to remain
neutral.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the word.
Although we have a saying, behind every man there's quite often a strong woman quietly there, you know.
Behind a successful man, you mean?
Yes.
I've forgotten the words. Yes, that's it. I just want men and women to remember they have been of different gender in times past.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes. My
message is to spread this to all people, especially those women in far countries where they are downtrodden.
Yes. And we understand that there are indeed countries where they are downtrodden or they have very harsh and silly rules to abide by.
Yes, but I have all the time in the devil in the world to help.
Yes, but it's very good of you.
But your message is that the two genders belong to each other.
Each gender, male, is male and female, and female is male and female also.
We're not really, the spirit is not really one or the other, is it? It's a mixture of attributes, but when
true,
you incarnate, you...
True spirit has no gender.
Right.
Mm.
But I know you are saying what is a fact to people on earth. You understand me?
Yes.
I feel I am losing it a little bit.
No, we
didn't
understand.
No,
no,
we understand.
Yes. But we all get this knowledge when we come to spirit, but I want people to understand yes.
On the earth, yes.
Yes. That is my purpose.
Are you working as a team or do you work on your own?
I work with many others. Yes.
We've had somebody else that came through who said she's working with for the females on this earth as well. So I think there are quite a few people who are doing it, which is a wonderful job you're doing.
Yes. I just want to help, as most people choose to do when they come to spirit.
Are you finding it quite hard trying to get through to these men?
Sometimes I don't make any progress. But I mustn't become mustn't become downhearted.
Have you come across Emma Harding Britton in your work? She is one who has visited this group several times, and she works for downtrodden women of the world.
Let me see. Yes, she, I believe, is quite new to this work. I mean, in time, quite a short time. I have been here a little longer.
So can you remember what year you lived on the earth?
I only remember an eight.
An eight.
I have been here a long time. Long time.
Do you I expect you find some countries are a little bit better. Women have better, maybe, equality than in other countries.
Inequality in all the world. The difference is that some women are much stronger, and as in your part of this world, they stand up for themselves. Some women on the other side of your world do not have this. They are so what is the word?
Fearful.
Yes.
Emma's work began in India. Has extended to other countries now, but that's where her work began.
I feel that the female and the male energies have become polarized in India, so that the men are overly masculine and the women are
overly feminine.
Yes.
And therefore, the masculine doesn't support the feminine, and the feminine doesn't support the masculine. So they can't enjoy so much happiness.
No, because they have their free will taken from them.
Yes.
Yes, there is much fear, much unhappiness, but you have to understand that for the men it is normal.
Mm-hmm. Their culture.
They are not aware that they are being cruel.
Yes, yes.
It is not so straightforward.
No. Because you have to look at it historically.
Yes.
Yes. And of course, the influence of their own upbringing is very strong.
Yes. Culture is a very big part of it. Yes.
And you said that in this country the women are strong, but it's easy for us to be strong here because nothing's going to happen to us if we say that we're not going to, whereas in other countries, you know, they get stoned to death or something if they spoke like we did.
That is why I say it is not straightforward.
No.
Yeah.
There is always some element to it that needs and seeks understanding.
So you probably have to work with couples, I imagine, rather than just the female.
Yes, I like to work on groups.
Groups,
You probably would not understand that, but it is possible.
Yes.
Possible.
Yes. To influence the mindset of a group.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, it's like a wave in the sea that travels over more than one little area.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger wave travels wider and farther.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
just before you go, I'm picking up some clairvoyance, and I think it's to do with you. I have the country Mongolia. I've been given Mongolia.
Yes.
And I've been given the name Elizabeth. And I think that's the lady who found you.
Ah, yes. Elizabeth and John.
Yeah, and they found you as a baby in Mongolia. And they were travelling through Mongolia like missionary people. They seemed to be travelling through.
Yes.
And they found you.
I was lucky to still be breathing. They have told me.
Yes. Mm. You were wrapped up, but you're very cold. And I can see mountain ranges either side. So they're with a group of people, and they heard you crying. And in those days, they didn't have to go to the authorities and ask for adoption. They were good people.
They just took me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And made you their own.
Yeah. And I never give those details when I speak because I don't feel it is necessary to know where I came from, but it is good to hear love and goodness and kindness which they were. That is what I like to do.
That's the main thing. Spirit are giving me this clairvoyance. So
yes,
is this for my development or love to you?
Both.
Yes, I think. Yes.
That is why they called me. I can still say Joe. I say Joe. Yes.
She's very beautiful, Elizabeth.
Beautiful.
Very kind face.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
For letting me pick that up.
It was so much easier for you to say. Yes. I quite like being here with you. Perhaps I will come again.
That would be nice.
That would be lovely.
You've brought a lovely energy.
Thank you.
Yes, a nice energy.
And you're doing a very good job.
Much needed.
Yes.
I wish you could see the energy patterns I'm making. They are, what's the word? So I'm going to say thank you.
Thank you for coming.
And do come again.
Thank you. I love. Yes. I see you on a mountain. Have you been on a mountain?
Have we been on a mountain?
Yes.
I have. Many of us. Yes.
This gentleman.
Oh, George. Have you been on a mountain?
Sorry, I'm a little bit down on my hearing. I don't catch every word.
Joe is asking, have you been on a mountain?
Have I got a mountain?
I've been on a pyramid last year.
Have I been on a mountain?
All I can say is I used to go skiing when I was a little bit younger in the French Alps.
That's a mountain.
Those mountains.
Yes.
And last year we visited the Bosnian pyramids. Are quite high.
Yes, but it is not a mountain.
No.
Yeah, I see you standing on a mountain. Ooh. Not with snow.
But he was on a hill called Filbury Hill.
Well, I don't know.
Penyon de Ifans, Tenerife.
That's a very green, grassy.
Spain.
No snow.
Was this just recently?
Yes, Silbury Hill is an artificially made mount.
It's not a mountain.
No, it's true. Not a mountain.
Yeah. No. Anyway, I see you on a mountain.
Okay. So maybe it's future.
I will see you on a mountain.
Perhaps it's symbolic.
I will think of further on that one.
Well, it's been lovely.
Yes. I would like to stay, but I'm being called.
You're being called.
Yes. Mm. Well, it's nice of you to say that you'd like to stay. Mm.
Mm.
Mm. We'd be very happy to keep you.
Yes. Well, please feel free to come again.
Yes, I will.
We do understand.
My English is really good tonight.
Yes.
Yes, very good. Perfectly understandable.
Mm. Yes, I like you. Good night.
Good night
again.
South America.
South America. Central America, George has been to. Central America, Mexico.
Probably Mexico.
Sounds better.
Mm.
Mm. I see you on a mountain.
You'll see him, she said. He said, I'll see you on the mountain. Mm. So maybe he's going on another
one. Machu Picchu.
This will be a trip in the new year.
Surprised.
Just a little bit.
Because I wanted that one to join with you quite quickly. It was important for them to speak to you, and I will say that you will come to know this one quite well.
That's interesting.
Can you tell us the reason?
The reason comes because earlier I told you there would be changes for this instrument.
Yes.
And this will be one of them.
Should be interesting.
He felt so lovely while you were.
A beautiful spirit.
Yes.
Yes. But even though we have been in spirits for some considerable time, returning to the earth plane is never easy. When there is a new task in front of you. So I hope, my dear friends, that whenever this dear one comes to you, that he can be made comfortable.
Yes, that will not be difficult at all.
Yes. I needed you to feel that energy. And I know that you have.
Yes.
I have said there will be some changes. And after your holiday time, you will begin to see that some things will change.
Are you leaving us, Solomon?
I will not leave you, but as I have said before, there will be times when I will not be with you. And I will not say a replacement, but I will say that this dear one will also bring you much joy.
Thank you.
So he's been in spirit some time.
Yes.
But she's not on, he is not on the same
no.
level as you, though.
No.
No, because
I bring him to you.
Yes,
Joe actually walked this earth.
Yes.
Yes, that's true.
So, my time with you this evening is curtailed. But I will take any question that you have. Does anyone wish to speak?
I did have a thought a little while ago that if we evolved from the water as Why do humans and animals, or animals from the water, why are we so different in spirit?
In what way different?
Well, you said that, for example, when we go over, the animals go into a pool.
A collective pool.
Yes, and
yes.
We go on our more separately. So why is that?
Because their evolutionary pathway is not as great as you who are human.
Right, but we did evolve from animals from the water, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, because that is part of the Earth's evolution.
They remained one consciousness.
Yes. Yes. It is not a simple question. And I know you are looking for a simple answer. I would just remind you, my dear friend, that sometimes, and not within all of your understanding, can we give you the answers to such questions. Some questions will only become clear to you when you join us here in our world.
Yes, you have said that before.
Yes. There will always be questions that will not be fully understood. But as I have said to you in times past, you must absorb and accept what you can.
Yes.
It is a complex matter. But I hope that has helped you just a little.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, could I ask one about orbs? We talk about orbs, and a book that I've read, we talked about quite a bit by a man who had a near-death experience, What exactly are they?
All a knob is, as you would understand it, is a ball of energy.
Yeah, that's what I wonder.
Yes. That is the basic answer for it. Within that ball of energy lies many things. It can be a loved one. It can be one of the angelic beings. It can be many things.
Within the orb, the certain orbs.
Yes, that is why when people see orbs, they either feel that they know what it is, or they are puzzled by it.
Yeah.
But in general, I would say it is just a ball of energy, which has made itself seen.
Yeah.
In the same way as those of us in spirit make ourselves seen to many, but not all.
Yes.
Well, you understand?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, we once photographed some very large, beautiful bright blue orbs.
Yes.
That were quite close to our energy, our aura. And I wasn't quite sure, but looking at somebody's website, Diana Cooper, who writes about orbs, I understood it might be an angelic, a protective angelic.
I would suggest to you that it was healing angels.
Healing angels.
If the orbs were blue.
Beautiful bright blue.
Yes. Yes.
That's why I believe that the camera lens picks these orbs up more so than the human eye, because the camera is not
judgmental. Yes, you are correct. Yes. As in all things, some people are more susceptible to seeing than others. But if I told you now that there were orbs within this room, would you believe me?
Yes.
You would, but you cannot see them.
Yes.
Energy is all around us. We are ourselves, if you like, balls of energy.
Yes, the,
to other beings, that is maybe how we would appear.
The digi cameras that we now have, they seem quite good at photographing orbs that the human eye doesn't see.
Yes. Many things are used for communication now. And the spirit will take every opportunity that it can to allow people to make some kind of judgment.
Yes.
And of course, as you know, much of your media is used now, your computers and your cameras and all of these things are used for communication.
When my father passed away in January, when we were in the room, as soon as Dad had gone, within a split second of Dad going, his favourite saying to us as we all left their house was two tinkles, meaning let me know that you're okay when you get in. And the lights had not flickered at all the whole day. As soon as Dad died, they went ding, ding, which was his way, we believe, of saying, two tinkles, I'm home.
Yes. Of course, you must remember that electricity is easy for us to use. That is why you hear people speak about lights in particular,
flashing off
and on. and televisions, as you call them, going on and off.
Yes.
There are so many examples.
I also saw, sorry, returning to orbs, I saw a beautiful, very large, multicoloured, rainbow-coloured orb. I remember I photographed it. It was next to my son's sort of solar plexus. It's a very large rainbow, very beautiful. I don't know what that would have been, but
a collection maybe.
I don't know. It was one large orb, but it was all rainbow coloured.
Collection. Different spirits, maybe.
Yes. Yes.
Could I just mention a man called Russell Brand to you, who seems to have quite a gift of communicating to people and is bringing a lot of people together at this time. I just wondered if you might have something to say about him.
I would have to check on this one. I will give you an answer next time. But I would say, basically, anyone who has the right motives in mind and who is working for spirit is always welcome in our world and yours. I will take just one more question, Mr.
Could I just place one that our old friend William has sent in? We mentioned some time back about a prophecy of Nostradamus,
yes.
About a great one, a teacher who would be coming to this earth and would take Monday as his holy day. We wondered at first if it could be yourself, Salimet, but you assured us no, but one would be coming. William is with a group at Knutsford, and there seems to be a remarkable young man of 27, of great knowledge, and they seem to have a mission of improving the earth through love and spreading love, and he is wondering if this could be the one referred to by Nostradamus as a prediction. Can you say anything on that?
I will say only one thing to you. I am aware of predictions, as you call it. There will, in that prediction, there will be no one for 200 of your earthly years. So the answer to your question, my reply is that this is not so at the moment.
Yeah. It sounds as if it's just another beneficial teaching that has arisen, but not the predicted one.
No.
Yes.
There are so many who come to your world that you may call exalted beings. At this time in your world, there are many who have come to lead and to guide your world. If you are looking for another great Messiah, and remember that with Nostradamus, his thinking would have been influenced by his age. And what people expect. But I will say categorically to you that this is not the time.
Yes, thank you, Sadimet. I'm sure William will be grateful for your answer.
So nobody who's living on this planet at the moment will ever get to know the new...
Not at the moment.
No.
It'll be a few, yeah, a few generations on.
Yeah. Remember, from Siberia to 200 years is but a blink of your eye. That is what you have to keep in mind.
And in actual fact, 200 years in human life isn't that long.
No.
When I think my father's 91, that's nearly 100 years, isn't it?
No, my dear friends, I am happy to have joined with you again. I thank you for your love and patience, and also for your great love towards Joe.
Well, we are delighted that you have been with us again, Sadimet. Thank you.
So we have missed many of your earthly weeks, but we have still remained together, my dear friends.
Of course.
I have sought to keep that energy pattern flowing. So, as always, I will take my leave. I cloak you all in love. I hope and pray to the great Creator that all things good may come to you.
Thank you for sending Raphael to help me with my pain.
Yes.
And we will continue to work with your assignment last week to keep our words and actions and most of all thoughts. Take responsibility.
May the great Creator stay with you.
Thank you to you and Joe.